Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading sanamhlanje ke sithola lapha ku Matthew chapter 5. We are going to read from verse 17 to 25. Simbongu uNkulunkulu ngezwi lakhe ekuseni. It reads as follows nge NIV. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." Verse 18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you the fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two brothers, James and Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in the boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Silbonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. Manje, as we are reading this, sibheke kuverse 17 wakhona. Sithola ukuthi i-message yethu namhlanje ithi time of transition. And again, transition is God's way of promotion. Manje, lapha kuverse 17 wethu sithola ukuthi lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho, from that time. Manje, that very sentence from that time, it shows us that there was a transition that was taking place from another time to that time. And ayiphelelanga lapho ngoba siyathola ukuthi it was the new season yeza, the new era yeza. It took place and it never ended there. Ngani ngoba ku Matthew 28 to verse 16, uJesu Kristo, he passed that very bed to us to go and preach repentance to all the nation. Nalapho after he ascended on high, the very message was preached. UPeter uma sibheka kwincwadi yeZenzo chapter 3 kuverse 19. La ethi, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that the time of refreshing may come from the Lord." Manje, as you are looking at this, ethi, "Repent and turn to God." Manje, uku repent and turn to God, we understand ukuthi we leave that direction besihamba ngayo, sithatha enye i-direction ebuyela kuNkulunkulu ngoba salahleka kuNkulunkulu ngenxa yesono ensimini yase-Eden. Manje lithi, "Repent and turn to God so that your sins may be forgiven, may be wiped out." Manje, as we take the direction kaNkulunkulu eya kuNkulunkulu, siyabona ukuthi akugcini kuphela, kodwa izwi kaNkulunkulu lesibonisa ukuthi our sins become, they are being wiped out, and then the refreshing time comes. Manje, uma ubheka refreshing time, it means that something new is happening. Ngithanda laphayana uma elichazeka kahle kwincwadi kaMahubo 103 uverse 4 wakhona lithi leli lizwi, "Who forgive all our sins and heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love." Manje, siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma as forgiver, he redeems us from the life of pit. And when he redeems us from the life of pit, ayiphelelanga lapho, lithi leli lizwi, he crowns us with love and compassion. Kusho ukuthi mina nawe, we may not understand ukuthi we're wearing a crown enhloko zethu in the spiritual realm, and we are wearing a crown of love and compassion. We remember ukuthi uma uJesu Kristo ezophilisa abantu, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi, he had compassion. Manje, lento sithwelisiwe euthando sayithweliswa eyicompassion uma si uNkulunkulu redeem us when we turn our ways and go back to him as elite refreshing times will come, meaning that something new is happening in our lives. And sometimes we forget ukuthi uma si when God redeemed us from our sins, he took us from the pit and seke sidonsile edakeni besikulo emgodini esikulo uthi mase sifika kuye lithi leli lizwi khona lapho kumahubo 103 verse 4 usithwesa the crown of love and compassion. And manje uma liqhubeka leli lizwi futhi lapha ku Psalm 103 ku verse 9 uma ufunda u 14 wakhona sifunda no 17 wakhona lithi leli lizwi as far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgression from us. Manje njengoba leli lizwi lithi usikhipha edakeni and uNkulunkulu agcine asigqokise this crown and akagcini njengoba athi uPetro he wipe out our sins, meaning that we are susa completely. We know in the Old Testament izono bezingasuswa completely bezembeswa ngani ngoba lelo gazi eliyimpongo lalingakwazi ukuzigeza izono lalizemboza okwesikhashanyana. But when we turn to God, Jesus Christ's blood is able to wipe out all our sins. And njengoba izwi lithi as from the east to the west, so far he has removed our transgression from us. And lithi lapha ku verse 9 wakhona, he will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. Manje khona lapho we can see something. Ukuthi sometimes kwenzeka ukuthi uNkulunkulu vele kukhona la omunye nomunye emkhiphe khona. But sometimes singabantu abathi banika ama testimony. We keep on giving the testimony yezinto okudala uNkulunkulu azidlulisile. Asisho ukuthi testimony ayenziwa, kodwa uthola ukuthi umuntu every time uripeater into ekudala yalahlelwa le. Manje lithi akasakhumbuli lutho ngathi. Manje yiko lokhu lithi we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. Singabantu abasha kuKristu Jesu, okwakudala kuyadlula bheka kusha konke. Manje lana kwenzeka ngoba kukhona into uJesu Kristu ayenza. Masithi title ya message yethu it's time of transition. Manje lapho sibheka ukuthi that was the first time uJesu Kristu obangcwele ezokwenza umsebenzi owaprofethwa ngaye ukuthi khona izinto ezokwenzeka. Manje uma sibuyela kwiscripture sethu lapha futhi kuMatthew, ngithanda ukuthi sibheke something laphayana uma liqhubeka kuverse 18 kaMatthew lapha ebesifunda khona. Matthew chapter 5, verse 18 wakhona lithi leli lizwi, and Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting into the lake, for they were fishermen. Manje lapho ku verse 18 we understand ukuthi noma uJesu Christ at that time he was walking beside the Sea of Galilee. It was not his first time. Ukhulele around that area. Bekungasikokuqala ukuthi ahambe kule ndawo. But this day, uma uJesu Christ ozohamba ngakule ndawo, wayihamba with a mandate yokuthi he's come namhlanje, isikhathi sesifikile sokuthi lokho okwakhulunywa kuIsaiah Isaiah chapter 9. Ngoba kwa prophet lokho ku Isaiah chapter 9 wayizofulfilla the thing eya prophet ku Isaiah chapter 9 lapho leli lizwi lapha ku Isaiah chapter 9 lithi nevertheless there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past he humbled the lamp of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles. by the way of the sea along the Jordan. Manje siyabona bangcwele ukuthi leli lizwi namhlanje uJesu Kristu ebezolifulfila. That is why we say this was the time of transition. Ngani ngoba manje kwakuzosuswa kwakuzoqala izinto ezintsha. Sesiphuma ku testament elidala kuzoqala izinto ezintsha. Manje uma silibheka lithi lana ku verse maliqhubeka khona lapha ku-Isaiah lithi the people walking in darkness have seen a great light and those living in the land of the shadow of death a light has dawned. Manje Jesus Christ is the light of the world. When he was walking there, he was dawning as a light ebeza njengokukhanya ezokhipha abantu ezintweni ngoba lithi kaNkulunkulu wababiza wathi ngilandeleni. Manje khona lapho ku verse 18 wakhona uma sibheka ukuthi uJesus Christ bangcwele into yam impressa lapho sithi ngoba lithizwi wabona uPeter and his brother Andrew besebenza together lapho wayebona a teamwork esayibona i teamwork isikhumbula kuncwadi yeZaga chapter 27 verse 17 it an iron sharpens iron and at the same time lapha kuba Shumayeli 4 verse 9 to 12 uSolomon uthi two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Wababona working as a team and masibheka in the later stage umaba disciples abekhona be 12 uJesu Kristu seke bakhipha wayebakhipha ngamabili ngamabili. And again, bangcwele, sisaqhubeka ngalolo naleli vesi, ukuthi the time of transition, and that was a time of transition, and transition is a God's way of promoting. Bebezopronyothwa labantu, from being the fishermen to be the fishers of men. And as we are looking at this, bangcwele, sithola ukuthi manje, uJesu Kristu, uthi, I will make you fishers of men. And uma uqhubeka ku verse 19 ezobiza uJohn noAndrew make babiza bona azange athi I will make you the fishers of men. Washo kulaba, why Jesus Christ said I will make you? Ngoba if you make something, you create something. If you make something, you produce something. If you make something, it is of origin. You originate something. And the reason uJesu Kristu ukuthi abatshele lokhu ukuthi I will make you fishers of men. Ngoba uJesu Kristu wayebazi uPeter ukuthi abantu abangekho qualified. Abantu abe-background engekho qualified. And now they are going to meet the people of the high status. And manje uzobenza ukuthi they will be able ukuthi bakwazi ukukhonfront or approach labo bantu mama status high. Why I say this bangcwele singabona nalapho kuzenzo chapter 4 ku verse 18 to 14 lapho uma lithi leli lizwi now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men they marveled, they took note that this man had been with Jesus. Siyabona ke ukuthi abantu bababona ukuthi abafundanga. Abantu babona ukuthi abantu nje. And why they are so bold? And they all understood ukuthi they were with Jesus. Why? Because Jesus now has made them. Ubakhile bangcwele. Kwinto abangasiyiyo. Wabenza into ukuthi babe yilento yena ayifunayo. Wa creator kubo. Wa producer kubo. Wenza into yokuthi they must become the fishers of men. And yet, umayibheka kulaba abantwana bakaZebhede, uJesu Kristu wavele waya kubo. Lapha ku verse 21 lithi leli lizwi going on from there he saw other brothers James son of Zebedee and his brother John they were in the boat with their father Zebedee preparing the net. Jesus called them and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Manje siyabona la ukuthi kwenzakalani lana azange bathembise lutho. Koto labayanu batembi se ukuthi I'll make you. Lana uthi ngilandeleni. And elithi izwi likaNkulunkulu. Bashiya ubaba babo. Bashiya yonke into. Balandela uJesu. Manje ibuyela ifana nendaba kaElisha. Uma ezolandela uElijah. Wamlanda kubo. And elithi izwi wayelima. Koto obona ukuthi makashiye zonke izinto. Lezo inkomo wayelima ngazo. Alandele into kaNkulunkulu. Seke mlandele. Wabuyele emuva. Wathi kungcono ngiyoshisa. Konke lezinto bengilima ngazo. Ukuze ngabuyele emuva. Manje these two brothers. Uma uba compare ku Peter no Andrew. Ucompare u John no brother wakhe. No James. You find out ukuthi Peter was already a married man. Ngoba liyasitshela incwadi yezenzo ukuthi kukhona isikhathi lapha uJesu wafika wayokhulekela umamazala wakhe. Manje mawubheka le two uJames no John, you can see ukuthi they were younger people who are still under their parental control. Ngoba bebehleli nomamabo, I mean nobababo la uJesu Kristu babiza khona. Kodwa they had to leave abazali babo, bayekele nebusiness yabo, balandela uJesu Kristu. UJesu Kristu zange abathembise lutho bona. And we remember ukuthi when the Bible names uZebede, it means that they were from a prominent family. Ngoba whenever the Bible mentioned the father of that person, kusho ukuthi umuntu owaziwayo, and he was a businessman. Kodwa babona ukuthi mabashiye konke ngani, ngoba uNkulunkulu nawe seke fikile. The time of transition has come, the time of promotion has come. Ngoba when the time of transition may fika, if you refuse ukuchange, you will remain the same. Manje nabo uNkulunkulu wayizobathatha ezobebeka kwelinye izinga. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyabona ukuthi no promise was attached to their calling, and yet they followed. Uyabona, many times, sometimes other people mabelandela uJesu, they follow him ngoba kunethembiso ethile. But these siyababona balandela ngaphandle kweithembiso and bashiya konke. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyabona izwi likaNkulunkulu lisakhuluma ngaloko ukuthi manje time of transition shows us that we need not to remain the same in life. God has come to change us. Ngani ngoba makathi repent, it means to turn around. It means to take another direction. But if you don't want to turn around and take another direction, kazilibi ngoba kukhona izinto ongeke uzithole. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje uJesu Kristu bangcwele, uNkulunkulu created season in order to show a change. Manje uma sibheka lapha ya izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi manje i-change yenzani, ngoba uNkulunkulu bangcwele akafuni ukuthi we must remain kulento esihiyo. Uma sifika kuJesu Kristu kukhona izinto ekufanele ukuthi zishintshe, njengoba sibona izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha kuncwadi yama-Ephesians uchapter 4 uverse 16 wakhona. Sithola ukuthi le ncwadi yama-Ephesians chapter 4 kuverse 16 wakhona lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu lapho bangcwele, masiqale kuverse 7 sizokwehla nayo. Lithi, but each one of us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says when he ascended on high, he led the captives in a train and gave gifts to men. Then bese lithi kuverse 10, he who descended is the very one who ascended on high than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, then we will no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there, by every wind of teaching and by every cunning and craftiness of men in the deceitful scheme. Instead, lapha ku verse 15 ke, lithi instead speaking the truth in love, we all in all things grow up unto him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Manje kubalulekile. UNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi singahlale endaweni eyi-one. Time of transition, when it comes, it has come to promote us. It has come to take us to another level. Why God wants to take us to another level? Little lilizi, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love. As each part does its work. Omunye nomunye kukhona umsebenzi uNkulunkulu ambizele wona. And manje, that is why kufike isikhathi kubo, se time of transition. As they were fishermen, thou uNkulunkulu yabathatha, ubebabeka as fishers of men. Nalaba siyabona ukuthi, even these two young boys, uJohn no brother wakhe uJames Bangwele, sithola ukuthi, into yabo, it never ended with them. But into yabo yakhula, yaze yafinyelela kubazali babo. Ngoba siyazi ukuthi even the mother wayekhona uma uJesu Kristu eya esiphambanweni. Uyena omunye wabo owayephethe amafutha okuthi azogcoba uJesu Kristu ethuneni lakhe. Umama wabo uJames noJohn. Ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho lithi lapha kuverse 55 kuMatthew 27. Lithi many women were there watching from the distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Sesivala ke, those who care for the needs of Jesus Christ was the mother John noZebede. Ngoba lithi leli lizwi khona laphayana sesivala kuMatthew 27 kuverse 55. Lithi many women were there watching from distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for his needs. Amongst them was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Manje into yabo, uNkulunkulu wayikhulisa, wayibeka phambili, ngegama lika Jesu Kristu. The time of transition is there ukuthi uNkulunkulu will promote us. But if wena ungafuna ukushintsha, nothing will change, ngegama lika Jesu siyabonga. Amen.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.